All righty. Look at that. We're 16 minutes after 8 o'clock. Thank you for tuning in. You've got it on KHUM. We've got, as I said, two of my favorite people here in the room. We've got Sweet Mama Janice and Katie Texas. And we also have another guest. This is Katie's young son, who you're going to be hearing many times throughout the broadcast.
Yeah.
Right on cue.
Yeah. Which is great. He goes, you know, Katie's saying, I can't find a babysitter. I said, bring him along. That'd be great. It sounds like real radio. You can tell it's live.
A family show.
That's right. You can tell it's live. What's his name?
This is Hamilton.
Hamilton.
Call him Ham.
Ham. He's a ham?
He's going to be, I'm sure.
That's going to haunt him.
Everybody loves handsome ham bone.
All right. So let's jump right into this. What is food for the soul?
That's a pretty big question, Cliff. Yeah. What is food for the soul? What is food for your soul? You want to tell them about it, Marie?
I consider food for the soul when you sit down and you have a fantastic meal of very natural ingredients. And the first bite you take, you go, oh, my God, this is so good. Well, that's the beginning of the soul feeling. Mm-hmm. And by the time you finish, it's like you can't say anything. You just have this smile on your face. And you sit there and you rub your stomach and you go, ah, that's it. Food for my soul.
Yeah. I like that. So, Katie, would it be easier if you're standing? I'll turn your mic down so you can turn it into a standing.
Thank you. I think that would work better.
Will that do it for you? Okay, we're going to turn your mic back on.
Okay, that's good. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, hear you just fine. Hear you just fine.
So this is what doing a podcast with Marie is like. Ask a question, he has wonderful poetic answer.
There you go.
So, on a more literal sense, the Food for the Soul is a podcast that we made with Sweet Mama Janice here and then the media production students at the Mars Project and the Ink People.
Nice. Yeah.
See, that sound that baby's doing, that's food for the soul as well. You know? That's pure, just beautiful food for the soul. Mm-hmm. Babies like to eat too, you know.
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah.
They really like to eat.
Oh yeah.
Right now I'd really like to get this microphone.
Uh-huh. Who can blame him? Yeah, he's with a name like Ham, of course he's got to go for the microphone.
He's got to practice for his future.
That's right.
Yeah.
So Marie, you grew up in the New Orleans area, right?
Yeah, in Louisiana area, mm-hmm. Not specifically New Orleans.
Okay, but Louisiana.
It's so funny because everybody, when you say Louisiana, they think of New Orleans. That's not really Louisiana. That's tourist town, mm-hmm. And it is the most famous town in Louisiana. Mm-hmm. Yeah, grew up in a place called Opelousas, Louisiana.
Okay.
Yes, yes.
And where is that?
Well, it's in southern Louisiana. As far as the map is concerned, I couldn't really tell you about that. You know what I mean? Okay. I just know what it's like when I get there. And usually when I get there, I go there for my family reunions every other year or so.
Fantastic. So let's talk a little bit about the show. What's it going to be?
Oh, we're going to talk. Of course, we're going to talk about food and recipes, and then I'll be talking about all the wonderful things I like to do with food and the experiments that I do with my food. Give people a lot of fantastic ideas, really yummy things for them to think about all the time, and new ways to try and do things that they've never thought of doing before.
Yeah.
On top of that, we talked a lot about the way that food fits into your life and the way it fit into Marie's life. Talked about growing up, learning to cook from her grandma, getting food from the garden, and like living in one of those neighborhoods where everybody there is family, and starting a business, catering in Hollywood, meeting all these celebrities and working with different people. Who's awesome, who is not awesome,
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, the one thing is certain things you never forget. And working in the business and doing that catering, I have these memories. They're a lot of the things that kind of keep me going, because sometimes when I'm sad, I think about certain celebrities and it makes me laugh. And I think about other celebrities and it makes me very happy. Uh-huh. Yeah. And then I think about the comments I've gotten from my food, and that makes me feel even better.
Fantastic.
Yes.
So you have been associated with the entertainment industry for a while.
Yes, I have. We won't say how long.
We'll just say you're experienced.
Yes, I'm experienced. When I first started out, I started out like as a professional dancer and bit player, you know, at SCG and SAG. Mm-hmm. And then after I had my daughter, I didn't want to be on the road, going on locations and stuff. So I started my catering business. And it was a business where I could take my daughter to work with me. I used to show up on a catering job with my daughter on my backpack, you know, and it was always a welcome thing. Of course, those were the hippie days.
Sure.
You could bring your kids to work with you, you know. Everyone
well,
was really happy.
Yeah. I'm familiar with this habit.
You know, and I had some fantastic experiences, and I wouldn't trade those for anything in the world, for sure.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Now, of course, one of the celebrities you're most associated with is Taj Mahal. In fact, he even wrote a song about you.
Yes.
Called Sweet Mama Janice.
Yes, he did.
So when did you two hook up?
In Topanga Canyon.
I figured.
A place that I absolutely love and still love.
I have loads of great memories of Topanga Canyon.
Oh, my God. That's right. That's right. Mm-hmm. You know all about that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Taj lived at our house in Topanga, and that's where he wrote several of his songs. He wrote in my house, he wrote Light Rain, in this little room that had a little plexiglass skylight in it. And every time it rained, he'd sit there and listen to the rain on this skylight. And he also wrote, of course, he wrote the Sweet Mama Janice song, but he wrote that when he was on the road and introduced it at the Bill Graham Theater in San Francisco.
Uh-huh.
He played it there before I had ever heard it.
No kidding.
And then he came to the Topanga Corral and introduced it to the Topanga Corral, and that's when I first heard it. But he lived at our house, and he wrote also, "Gonna move to the canyon and paint my mailbox blue with the trailing vines." That was my mailbox, yeah,
nice.
With the trailing vines on it. So we have a lot of memories, you know, a lot of memories. I remember he was at the house with us when I brought my daughter home. I have pictures of him holding her on our patio when she only weighed like four pounds.
Wow.
You know, so he's been in her life, all of her life, as well as in my life.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. And for those who aren't aware of where Topanga Canyon is, the Los Angeles area, it's like between the west part of the San Fernando Valley and like Malibu.
Correct.
And in between that area is Topanga Canyon, and it used to be, it was just kind of a groovy hippie hangout.
Right, that's it.
What it was. It's now become a very kind of rich.
It's become Malibu too.
Yeah, it's not what it was.
No.
But it was just such a wonderful place. We used to go there all the time when I was a kid, and we used to just love hanging out there, and just the vibe was insanely good.
Well, everybody was your family.
Yeah.
You know, everyone took care of you, took care of your children. So, and you always felt safe. You never locked your doors. It was just a wonderful, wonderful place to be. You could ride your horses everywhere, and at night you could hear the owls and the frogs. And I miss that.
Yeah.
I miss that. Now all you hear is sirens.
Amy is saying that she once even heard Led Zeppelin playing for free in Topanga Canyon.
Not only, oh my God, he was just one of many that played for the Johnny Winter, and of course Taj Mahal and Neil Young, Joni Mitchell. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. And they were just happy to come up to the Topanga Corral.
Yep.
That was the nightclub up there, and I worked the front door collecting the money and checking the IDs. What a cushy job.
Yeah.
I got bribed a lot of times for people to get in the door. It was fun. But all the artists that lived up there would just come up and play music. And you didn't have to dress up. You could show up at the club in your pajamas and your slippers and everything, and everything was very cool.
Fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
So the Food for the Soul podcast, it's a 12-episode series, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
And it's A new episode on Sundays, right?
Yeah, we're gonna release it. The first episode is going out this next Thursday.
Okay.
Wait, today's Thursday. Okay. Yeah, Thursday the 5th to coincide with Taste of Main Street.
Okay.
And then we're gonna be releasing them on Sundays after that for a couple months.
Yeah, Hamilton's very excited about it.
Yeah, he is. And, of course, the Taste of Main Street is where everyone comes to the different businesses and come in for a taste of food. Mm-hmm. And we are one of the people on the – one of the restaurants on
the
list.
That's the one to go to. Yeah, it's like if you have to make sure you save room, stop on by Bless My Soul because – Marie does it right.
Yeah, the food is amazing.
Well, I enjoy saying hello to over 400 people. At the end of the night, I'm speaking in tongues, you know. It's a wonderful feeling.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, so when you're on the tour for Taste of Main Street, you know, it's Bless My Soul is a little out of the way from a lot of the other ones. Absolutely worth the effort.
Yes, it's at 5th Street between A and B.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
It's always absolutely wonderful. So let's talk a little bit about the show. What is it? What is the first episode gonna look at?
The first episode is really like an introduction to Marie and her life and what all the rest of the shows are going to be about. So it's kind of a personality piece.
Nice.
And then from there on, all the episodes, Marie and I talked about what she loves and what we thought people would be interested in. And each episode has a theme around either a certain kind of food or a certain topic. So like one day we're talking all about party food, stuff you can make and take to a party. And then we talk about parties. And then one day it's all about catering. And there's a lot about sauces in there because Marie came up with most of her signature sauces while she was doing catering. We talk about gardening, preserving food. We talk about vegan food. Of course, being in Hollywood, you got to accommodate a lot of different kinds of tastes and different dietary restrictions. And, Marie came up with all these soul food versions, you know, like really good stuff that was also vegan. And other things. Yeah, we just came up with a different one for each episode and ran with that. And then we talk about one recipe. It's not like a recipe thing where she's going to say, take a cup of this and do this with it.
Right.
It's more like we'll talk about that food and what it's like and why it's good. And then in the link in the description, you'll find a link to that recipe for each podcast.
So how do you find the podcast? How does one search it out?
Well, we got a website up, blessmysoulfoods.com.
Good website.
And there's a feed there that you can subscribe to, or you can head over every week and grab the episodes as they come out on Sundays.
Fantastic.
And we're hoping to get set up on some of the other streaming services, working on iTunes and different things like that. So we'll have links to that all on blessmysoulfoods.com.
Yeah, when you get it up on iTunes, it just automatically just shows up.
Yeah, that's nice. We want it to be nice and automatic. And wouldn't that be great? Spend a Sunday afternoon listening to Marie talk about food and family and love. And
what you're good at.
Which you should all be good at.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll tell you, you know, now more than ever, we need these kind of good, positive vibes to in our lives. There's been too much negativity lately.
Oh, please, yeah. Well, tune in and we'll pop up your spirits and thrill your soul. So be sure and join us. Let's have some fun and love together.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It is the Food for the Soul podcast. You can check that out at blessmysoulfoods.com, and it'll be a new episode every week. And it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It'll make you hungry, though.
Yeah. We're looking forward to it, so please join us.
Yeah, indeed. Well, Katie and Marie, thank you both for coming in here, and thanks for bringing Hamilton.
Well, thanks for having us.
He hasn't broken anything yet, so we're good.
No, it's good.
Thank you, Cliff.
You know, I've gone through this twice now. Both my boys and the other, they love grabbing stuff and seeing what they can do to it. What
it's
happens
a boy,
if I grab this?
It's a boy.
What can I take apart?
Our future engineer.
There you go. That's good. That's my dad thought I was going to, when I grew up, I was going to be one of those guys that worked the wrecking ball because I was so good at breaking things.
Little did he know.
Little did he know. All righty. Well, thank you both again. This interview will be up at khum.com with pictures of you guys as well.
Oh, great. Thank you so much.